Hi there. The word for you today is on life stabilizers. In James 1 verse 6, we read, like an ocean wave tossed around in a storm. Let me ask you, are you winning or losing most of your spiritual battles? Are you more down than up? Do you feel frustrated going in circles, your experience full of stops and starts? A constant guilt-failure cycle. Well, that's not God's plan for you. You can live a stable, consistent life, but it will require some life stabilizers like, and let me spell some of them out for you. Here are a couple. Number one, decisiveness. Israel wanted to have it both ways. God's blessing, yet the right to disregard his word. Freedom to live like the heathen nations, yet still be God's special people. But Joshua threw down the gauntlet. He declared that was totally unacceptable. Joshua 24 verse 15, he tells the people, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. The church at Laodicea wanted to have it both ways, but God pressed them. You remember these words? You are neither cold nor hot, so make up your mind. God required a direction chosen, a goal set, and a mind made up. Wavering classifies you as double-minded and guarantees, according to James 1 and 6, that you will receive nothing from the Lord. Okay? The second life stabilizer is faith. You're called a believer because faith must characterize not just some, but every area of your life. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 6, without faith it is impossible, not unlikely, not improbable, not even simply difficult. It's impossible to please God. Faith is not what you study on Sunday morning in church. It's what you do 24/7. The Bible says in Romans 10 verse 17, my righteous ones will live by faith. How about that? You say, where do I get this faith? By meditating on and living in God's word. Who possesses faith? The spiritually exceptional? Romans 12 and 3 says, God has dealt to each one of us a measure of faith, and that includes you. Faith, not feelings or circumstances, is what makes your life stable.